Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
This is Jill Frederick. I'm Vice President of Programming and Retail Marketing for Brookfield Properties.
Yes, and it's all about the Yards DC, and we are talking about the annual tradition now of Ice Yards. And I believe, well, it's coming. We should tell everyone it's February 24th, but I believe this is a special anniversary year, right?
This is a very special anniversary year. It is our 10-year anniversary of this event, which is very hard to believe, which also
Wow.
means the Yards has been around for 10 years, which is also hard to believe.
Yeah, remind me how it sort of got started, or how much it's grown over the 10 years, if you could. Like, did it sort of start out kind of small? Like, you're like, we need a winter themed thing, and now, just give me an idea of how much it's grown over a decade.
Yeah, exactly. When we first opened some restaurants at the Yards, there were only a few there and not many people knew about it. So we were looking for ways to bring people down in the colder winter months. So we thought if people are going to stand around outside in the cold, we have to make it, an ice themed event so they don't mind. So it's just continued to grow over the years. And, a few years ago, we started our partnership with the Special Olympics. And so they've actually brought the polar bear plunge down to the Yards as part of Ice Yards.
That's awesome. And how does the polar plunge actually work? Like, where are you? What are you plunging? You're not plunging into the Anacostia or Potomac, or I guess it would be Anacostia over where you are.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so we're
So,
not
but no, it's
plunging
not that,
in.
right? It's like something else.
No. Yeah, so we're not plunging into the Anacostia. We've gotten definitely some questions about that. They bring a pool down. So there's a pool that sits on the boardwalk right next to the river, and that's what you're plunging into. So you're just basically going through the motions of plunging into cold water in cold weather and raising money for the Special Olympics.
Great. That's awesome. Yeah. And I believe your tickets are like $15, and that includes a $5 donation to the Special Olympics DC, right?
That's correct. So tickets for the Ice Yards are $15, and that is your ticket to get in. There's all kinds of fun activities which we can go through, and then that also includes a drink ticket and your $5 donation to the Special Olympics. So you get a lot for $15, and you're helping a good cause.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's go into. I mean, I wanted to hit the Special Olympics and the Polar Plunge first, but yeah, there's a ton of other cool events every year, and I see them listed again this year. So yeah, remind us some of the fun activities you can do throughout the day.
So first of all, you're just going to find so many fun après-ski themed photo moments down at the Yards, and people just love to have fun, posing like they're skiing or on even a snowboard simulator. We'll also have axe throwing there, live music all day. There'll be iceless curling, like I said, many Instagrammable moments, and then we are bringing back a popular part of the event, and that was Washington, D.C.'s longest shot ski. So we took this away during COVID, for obvious reasons, but we are bringing it back. And we have the longest shot ski that we know of in D.C., and anyone who wants to participate who's over 21, of course, can.
That's the shot ski. Explain exactly what I mean. I'm doing two, so feel free to repeat yourself if you need. I'm doing a two version, so it's okay if we sort of
Oh, sure,
cover
yeah.
the same ground. But yeah, remind us what the longest, like, what is a shot ski?
So I didn't know what this was either until we started doing it. It's actually exactly what it sounds like. It is a ski with shot glasses inside of the ski. So you just line up, and we have several that line up all the way down the boardwalk, and everyone sort of does a shot of a very low proof alcohol just for fun. It's more ceremonial than
So do you
comfortable.
actually do you does someone on the end of each at the end of the skis lift the ski and all the shot glasses are like attached to it, or is there just set up regular shot glasses on the ski and you just you with your hand you lift the shot?
No, they're in the ski. So you flip the ski up.
Okay, cool. So they're actually like attached to the ski and you lift the whole ski up all at once.
Exactly.
Awesome. So you can slalom into oblivion. I love it. All right. So, in addition to the ski, and again, you've mentioned some of them, but why not? Let's hit them again. So what is the Champagne Summit toast?
So everybody loves an après-ski happy hour, right? After you go skiing. So we thought it would be fun to have some sort of a champagne toast later in the day for anyone who wants to participate. And speaking of après-ski, our theme this year is après-chic, and we are really encouraging our guests to dress the part. Just thinking post-snow day party with snow jackets and ski goggles and beanies. Last year, people really got creative with this. Of course, this is optional, but it's nice to have fun with it.
Awesome. All right. What's the snow experience that's listed?
Well, we're hoping to make it snow, although I just saw the weather prediction for the last couple weeks of February, and it looks like we might have real snow too. So if we don't, we'll have some fake snow. But if the weather is correct, we may have some real snow on Ice Yards Day.
Oh, very, very cool. We'll keep an eye on the forecast there. All right, and then another fun thing every year is the snowboard simulator. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's just what it sounds like. You are given the chance to hop on a snowboard, and it simulates as if you're sort of snowboarding down a mountain. So it's really fun to watch, and I think it's fun for people to do as well. And it makes for some funny photos too, the people who can't stay on.
Is it in front of like a screen, like you can see like a ski slope digitally, like one of those kind of like a virtual thing?
It's so the snowboard simulator is actually you do stand on and strap your feet in, and it's got sort of a fake mountain backdrop,
Okay.
but it is attached to an inflatable sort of bottom. So if you fall off, you don't get hurt.
Gotcha. Okay. Tell me about the axe throwing, penguin bowling, iceless curling, some of the other cool stuff.
Yeah, so axe throwing we have had for I think the past 3 or 4 years, and it's always really popular. You've probably heard of, the axe throwing venues, so it's kind of the same thing, except we're bringing it outside. And yeah, you get to throw your axes and try to hit a bullseye. You are in a enclosed area, so no one has to really worry about getting hit by an axe. But sort of goes with the lumberjack feel, cold weather activity. And then penguin bowling is just bowling down on our boardwalk, but we'll have little penguins instead of regular bowling pins.
Nice. And then iceless curling.
Yeah. So you can pretend to be an Olympic athlete. The Olympics are coming back this year, so you can do some curling without real ice.
Nice. Well, that's a lot of cool activities. That's sort of like, you get up and moving around, exercising a little bit, it's just fun games. But also just sort of talk about sort of if you're sort of more in the vibe of just milling about, chilling, pun not intended, and just like, I don't know, just like relaxing and talking to people. Talk about how there's like fire pits and you can, maybe get food or drink or that kind of a vibe.
Yeah, so we have some really fun food pop-ups this year at the event. Agua 301 will be on site with a hot chocolate bar with tons of special toppings. And as a non-coffee drinker, hot chocolate is one of my favorite things ever. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And Due South is going to be on site with a fondue station. So we thought that would be really fun for winter. And Ice Cream Jubilee is going to be out there with ice cream and cookies and special seasonal flavors. And I don't know about you, but I never think it's too cold for ice cream. And Osteria Marina, you'll be on site offering to go tiramisu. So if you're not in the mood for eating, we also will have several pop-up bars on site with District Winery, Treble Bird, Due South, and Osteria Marina. So they will have different, sort of signature drinks. We're still waiting for those to come in, so I'm not exactly sure what they are, but they always do a special drink for this event. And then you can just get a normal alcoholic or non-alcoholic drink at the event.
Great. And I agree. Never too cold for ice cream. Ice cream's always a good call. And there's live music too, I think. There's a band.
Yes, there's live music for most of the event, and then we have a DJ for 1 hour of the event. So there'll always be music. So yeah, just like you said, if you're not really in the mood for, doing the fun activities, you can just sort of sit and eat and enjoy the music and take some photos and watch some people plunge into cold water. So there should be something for everyone.
Sounds great. All right. Well, I mean, I have more than enough to work with in terms of all the activities and everything. I guess just in closing, invite them out and remind them exactly where in DC it's located. You know, where exactly do they go to be able to do all this stuff?
So we'd love to see everyone come out to the Yards DC for Ice Yards and support our special partner, the Special Olympics DC. We are located down in the Capitol Riverfront in Southeast DC. It's an easy metro ride on the Green Line. You get off at the ballpark station. And yeah, we can't wait to see everyone.
Awesome. Well, happy 10 years and here's to another 10, but let's everyone come out and enjoy this year's first. So thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, bye.